Fonthill, now that her first international competition is under her belt, Ewan Barclay is still trying to let it all sink in. It was one big adventure, but it was also kind of like a learning experience, the 23-year-old Fonthill speed skater said. I guess, in a way, that's what I kind of thought about it. It's like a big learning experience. It is Barclay's recent performance at the Special Olympics World Winter Games, which took place March 8 to 16 in Turin, Italy, where she won a total of 3 medals, including a gold in the F1 1500 meters. She admitted that having a little time to watch some of the other skaters on the opening day of the competition, her races didn't begin until day 2 was a bit of a mixed blessing as she could get a handle on things such as how skaters would be lined up and how loud the starter's pistol was. Then I'm watching other people from around the world skate, and look at how they're skating, Barclay said. It made me a little bit nervous, because it's that buildup of, oh yeah, I'm not racing now. I have to wait until tomorrow. Ewan's mom, Diane, agreed. It was nerve-wracking because I could feel her nervousness, she said. It was difficult for her to watch, I think. Then she did 2 division races, 500 meters and 1000 meters, the next day, and she did well, and I think that gave her a little bit more confidence going into that 1500 on the third day. While she qualified for the finals in both the 500 and 1000, it was the 1500 that Ewan was looking forward to as she prefers longer races. She had the mindset, with the help of her coach, to simply go out and do the best she can and let the chips fall where they may. In the case of 1500, the chips were golden. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity, so just go for it. Diane, meanwhile, said the message from the whole family was not to worry about the race but to enjoy the experience. That's what we really tried to stress with discussing it with her, she said. But the advice from her coaches resulted in Barclay departing from her usual strategy of drafting, tucking herself in behind a lead skater to take advantage of reduced wind resistance, and instead, taking the lead at the start and holding off all challengers. Typically, I like to be behind somebody. Then I can tell when they're getting tired, and I move in front, Barclay said. As a result, Barclay claimed gold, finishing the race in 3 minutes, 1.82 seconds, just ahead South Korea's Sungmi Kim in a tight race. Kim finished in 3 minutes 2 seconds and 97 milliseconds to pick up the silver, while Norwegian skater Maiken Gundersen was well back, finishing in 3 minutes 27 seconds and 45 milliseconds to claim the bronze. I think, jumping out in front at the start, may have helped, because it may have confused them, Barclay said. Because they were probably not thinking that's going to happen. All her success on the track came after she was chosen to lead the Canadian team, carrying the Special Olympics Canada flag during the opening ceremonies. And now, with the games in the rearview mirror, Barclay is reveling in the experience. I would rate it 100 out of 10 because it's an experience I've never had before, Barclay said. It was nice to race against people from across the world. And given the chance, Barclay said she would do it all again. My goal is to go again. I definitely want to have another experience like that, Barclay said. Especially because now I kind of know what I'm going into and what it's going to be like. Now, even though the skating season is over, it's back to business for Barclay, who will take part in spring sessions with teammates at the Hamilton Speed Skating Club. But even after she puts the blades away for the summer, Barclay will be busy training with the South Niagara Canoe and Kayak Club, kayaking to help with her core strength, and playing soccer at this summer's Special Olympics Ontario Summer Games taking place July 10 to 13 in Brantford. But come the fall, she'll be back on the ice preparing to qualify for the Special Olympics Ontario Winter Games taking place in 2027. It's speed skating that Barclay is most dedicated to. She has the motivation to continue to improve. I love the sport. I like challenging myself, Barclay said. Just seeing if I can get a better time than the last time, how fast I can be. It's kind of like a little bit of an award in itself.